In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fiderium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fiderium Sancti Spiritus illustrationet oquisti Danubis. In iudem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancta Ignatii, ora pro nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We continue now with the exercises of the second week, as you see on page 45. The first day, that means the meditation on the King, precedes the first day of the second week. And the preceding number, 100, second note, St. Ignatius says, for the second week and after, it will be very useful to read at times from the Imitation of Christ, or the Gospels, and from saints' lives. Which was not the case in the first week. First week should be gone through without distractions, although reading Holy Gospel. The Imitation of Christ is a very good distraction, but not even that is wished for by St. Ignatius for good reasons. So, page 45, number 101, we come to the first contemplation, which is about the Incarnation, God's Incarnation. Now we talk about contemplation, we'll see there are a few minor changes, different method of meditating. After a preparatory prayer, always the same, number 46, and three preliminaries, there are three headings and a colloquy, the usual preparatory prayer. First preliminary, the story. Now we have here got to do, as St. Ignatius explained at the time, with historical happenings, not something abstract, but something that happened at a point in history. So we have to recall the history. Here it is how the three divine persons look down on the entire round of the earth's surface. Filled with human beings, seeing them all going to hell, they decree in their eternity that the second person shall become man to save mankind. When the fullness of time comes, they send the angel Gabriel to Our Lady, which is point 262, that's towards the end of the book. We have got here plenty of events of the life of our Lord Christ. 261 and the following, page 86, all the mysteries for second, third, fourth week. Quotes from the Gospels or briefly relating the points as they are happening historically. So everyone is going to hell, except if God does something about this unfortunate condition of mankind after the fall. Second preliminary, the picture. Here it means seeing the great extent of the round earth containing so many different races, and then I must look at the room in Our Lady's house at Nazareth in Galilee. Interesting. A point where you oppose the great picture with the small picture, and it's God's manner to proceed. Very often we see that in history, where things are coming to a head, and very concrete things, persons, places, play an exorbitant role in history. So here the house in Nazareth, if you want to go and see it, please don't go to Palestine. You need to go to eastern Italy. That's where the house of Nazareth is situated now, after it's been carried there by the hands of angels in the Middle Ages to save it from the ever-destructive religion of peace.